Is equal opportunity for Aboriginal young people actually equal? They can receive free education and better job opportunities, but some people think that's unfair. Trevor Jang joins us now to tell us more. Trevor's an Aboriginal student in BCIT's broadcast radio program, and he is one of the CBC's rookie reporters. Good morning and welcome to Studio 10.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
Remind us about the benefits you receive as an Aboriginal student.
Well, I'm sponsored by my band from Northern BC, so they cover tuition, books, supplies. I get a quarterly travel allowance to go home, and a monthly living allowance for rent and things like that. I can get added money on top of this through scholarships, bursaries that are only for First Nation students. And I probably wouldn't be able to come to school right now if I wasn't getting funded. And it's all great, but a lot of other students kind of jump to the conclusion that I'm just getting a free pass. And I actually talked to some of these students on how they feel about equal opportunity.
I don't have anything against Native people, but I don't think it's fair. I work just as hard as they do, and I don't get the money to go to school. I don't get paid to go to school, but my taxes pay for you guys to go to school.
It's fair to kind of give them compensation, but in another way, it is a little unfair for all of us because now times are changing. It's 2011.
I'm paying $5,000 a year to go to school here, plus books and whatnot. It's I'm not getting any help from the government or anyone, and I think it's crap that other people are getting their school paid for based on something that has nothing to do with them. It's true, there has been a lot of terrible things done to the Indigenous people in North America, and they do deserve some compensation, but some people I know that are only like very minutely Native but enough to get status cards are taking advantage of the system and getting their entire education paid for and making money while they go to school.
Wow. How do you feel? How do you and other Aboriginal students feel when you hear comments like that?
Well, I kind of see where they're coming from because, you know, student loans, part-time jobs, getting into debt and all that, you know, it's struggling. But on the other hand, it is somewhat offensive because if you look at the numbers, they show that, you know, equal opportunity is needed. Employment rates for Natives are 17% lower than the rest of the country, and only 7% of Natives have a degree, while 70% of Natives on reserve drop out of high school. So I think these handouts, as you know, people like to refer to them as, are pretty necessary. And I actually talked to another Aboriginal student from BCIT, Robert Pictou, and asked him why equal opportunity is vital for First Nations people.
When it comes to on reserve, there's 100% affected by substance abuse. And I think that's a hindrance because there's really going to be a strong individual who's actually going to say, no, I'm going to break this cycle. And I only believe that can happen through education.
And then I asked him how he justifies his government-funded education.
I tell him it's rent because it's easy. It's like, if you give me my land back, I won't charge you anymore.
What do you think of Robert's opinion on this?
Well, he puts it in a clever way, and you know, I agree with him. Equal opportunity is to make up for residential schools and the pain and suffering that First Nations people went through in the past. And you know, people don't often realize just how recent those residential schools were. Like, it was only a generation ago. The schools were at their peak in the 60s and 70s, and the last one closed down in 96. So that was just 15 years ago. And actually, my mom, Christine Jang, has actually seen the effects herself. She's an Aboriginal teacher, and she got her degree through the Native Indian Teachers Education Program at UBC. She has taught Aboriginal students of all ages, from you know the downtown east side to reserves close to the Alaskan border. And her older siblings, so my aunts and uncles and whatnot, and her friends actually went through residential school. So I asked her how it is affecting Natives today.
You take a little kid, if he is pulled from his family, sent somewhere, is abused and beaten and doesn't see his family, they come back without their culture, without parenting skills or family skills. All of that's been taken from them. They have a family, and it just continues and continues and continues. And it's government policy that has created this mess, and it has to be government policy that's going to be part of this solution.
I think that young Natives today are struggling with addictions, abuse, and poverty because of the legacy of residential schools. And that's why I believe we need equal opportunity so young Natives can begin to break these trends.
Trevor, ultimately, money can only take you so far. So what else do you think is needed for Aboriginal students in order to succeed?
Yes, well, on top of funding, most educational programs, like mine, need to have a certain percentage of Native students. So, you know, spots are reserved. And some might think that that's not fair, so I went ahead and asked my mom about that as well.
So sometimes you have to be seen as being unfair to be fair. Because of the stereotypes out there against Native people are already at an unfair advantage. So to make it equal, those spots have to be reserved for First Nations people.
Aboriginal people have, you know, a lot to offer society. I'm an example of what equal opportunity can do for a Native student, and I'm excited to see how far my generation can go. And I hope I can inspire my little brother and others along the way.
Interesting story. Trevor, thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Trevor Jang, an Aboriginal student from the radio program at BCIT and one of us CBC's rookie reporters.